listening to the Obesity Revolution. We're adding fact to fat. You can join the revolution. Follow the conversation and Sean's weight loss journey at theobesityrevolution.com. Now, here's Sean Mulroney.
Welcome to the Obesity Revolution podcast. I am Sean Mulroney, and I'm pretty excited. I'm going to turn this into a two-parter about what we're going to talk about, dissecting obesity. And it's an article that was found in CNN. But before we get into this, you know, you can follow me on all my social media. Go to theobesityrevolution.com for information. We've got a great program that will help you. And like I said, if you're along on your weight loss journey, we're there to help you, and we're there to guide you. We got Brandon, who is the most incredible trainer that will take you and help you from if you need to lose 50 pounds or need to lose 500 pounds. It's all about that and staying with it and staying consistent. But like I said, follow me on all my social media, all at I Am Sean Mulroney on, you know, TikTok, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, wherever you want to find it, and we will be there to help you. So let's get into this, and I'm going to keep us into a two-part because I want to go into it and talk about the solution. And it comes from the other day. I ran across an article that was one of those kind of articles that, you know, grab you by the shirt collar and sort of shake you. And it pulled me in immediately, not because it was compelling, but because it was about time. And I think this is needed. It was in CNN Health article, and it was called, in Canada, obesity will no longer be determined by weight alone. And I'm glad Canada's doing it, and I wish America would have been the forerunner, but hey, somebody's got to do it, and I wanted to catch on here in America, and that's why I'm talking about this. And it was, you know, pretty much talking about dissecting obesity, and I buzzed through it and carefully read through it again because I wanted to pick through it and see if there were actually, if they were onto something or if it was just clickbait. And let me tell you this, it was the real deal, no doubt. And it inspired and encouraged me so much that that's why I wanted to talk about it today. I've been, you know, sitting on this, and, you know, as this discussion progresses, I'm going to pick out some specific facts in the article that really, and touch on them because they just touch me and they help me, because I want to encourage everyone to read it, and this article will be in the show notes, so that link will be there so you can read it and find out what this is all about so you can see for yourself. But you know, it says, you know, obesity has touched everyone. I don't care whether you've been obese coming out of obesity, or you have a family member or a friend, everyone has been touched by it. And it's fighting, you know, obesity. It's a war, and it's beating us, and it's consuming our population, whether we like it or not. And, you know, we've talked about it before, that obesity is the last socially acceptable prejudice, and it is. And how, regardless of the reasons for a person being obese, the public ridicules and shames them and labels us and with a permanent character flaw because they dared to allow themselves to get fat. And always that question is, wow, how did you get this fat? Well, this article dissects obesity, and it suggests a way to beat it and prevent it. Now, I'm all about that because, you know, weight loss isn't just eat less and move more. Beating obesity isn't just eat less and move more. But a group of doctors, mind you, a group of doctors, and a lot of doctors, I mean, I'm not against the medical industry. We need the medical industry. But a lot of doctors have been prejudicial against us that are obese, and they are, you know, they don't listen to us. They, you know, sort of write us off. It's always about that, and it needs to change, and doctors need to quit being dismissive. And I'm going to say that till I turn blue in the face. You doctors need to stop being dismissive. So this group of doctors in Canada got together, and they discussed obesity, and they went into this discussion with the common knowledge that public prejudice and public perception toward an obese individual in an obese community obstructs treatment options. Duh, that's it does. And the medications that hinder the body's, you know, positivity of a patient and these things. Now mind you, let me say this. I am not a body positive person. I am a human positive person. Being fat is not healthy. Being obese is not healthy. And I don't care which way you talk about it, slice it, dice it, whatever you want to say. But we should be getting the same treatment to figure out, hey, what's going on? And just because you look healthy doesn't mean you are healthy. And just because you're not healthy doesn't mean you are healthy. And so we go through this gamut that basically the stigma of obesity affects us and how that we consider treatment, and being shamed, you know, for years will take a toll on your mind, and you just want to hide under a rock. You want to hide in the shadows, and people are embarrassed by it, and they know they are being judged by every stranger can see them. And I say that, you know, my obesity has sort of been a frenemy. It's been an enemy in the fact that, you know, it's hurt my joints, my bones, all that stuff. And my body, our bodies aren't made to carry this much weight. My body was not made to carry 687 pounds, okay? But the thing is that it's kept me away from fake, shallow people. And, you know, after these doctors were sharing their knowledge and experience in a specific field, bariatric patients and surgeons, they came up with one mind-blowing idea. And I want to hit on this, and then I'm going to end, and then we're going to go into part two next week. And they said obesity should not be measured by the numbers on a scale, but instead should be determined by the impact their weight has on their overall health. Now, mind you, I have a 5.1 A1C. My cholesterol is great, good and bad. And I have, my blood pressure is 120 over 70. And I got pretty good at my lymphedema, mind you. I got other things, my bones, my aches, all that stuff. It's not good. That's why I say it's not good to be there. And so it shouldn't define by a person's health that they shouldn't just say, well, you're fat, you're done with. And they write us off and say, okay, go ahead and die in your bedroom or in your room or in your house. Rather than just their weight, they say, okay, here's a whole list of things that we're going to put there. And then here's another one. Obesity needs to be classified as a chronic illness that requires tailored treatment and long-term care. Man, do I love that. And there has to be something. You think about all the things from the trauma, from the abandonment to our environment, to, you know, our food, you know, to neglect, all these things, mental illness, all these things play into it. Okay. And they came up with this and say, listen, they need long-term care. They need care, period. People shouldn't write them off just because they're morbidly obese or extremely obese or fat. You know, obesity is the only condition that is consistently met with the rigid and judgmental statement and attitude. You did this to yourself. You should be ashamed. You deserve to be mistreated, and you don't deserve anyone's help. And I am fed up and tired of that approach and how people consistently do that to us. I'm fed up with it, folks. And you shouldn't be treated that way. And you come talk to me, I'll get you in contact. That's prejudice. That's being written off because you look this way, or you should be ashamed, or you did this to yourself. Well, when nobody understands, they've never been in our shoes. Now watch us. No one had that hateful, hostile attitude toward people diagnosed with lung cancer. After having smoked 50 packs of cigarettes, you know, or five packs of cigarettes a day for 50 years. Or nobody ever told a stage 2 diabetic after eating like crap since the middle school days that, oh man, you did this to yourself. You should be ashamed. Or an alcoholic who are dealing with liver damage after decades of alcohol abuse. And what about those who are addicted to drugs? Drug treatment centers are a godsend, folks. And these things that help people afterward, I think we should put more money into prevention than we do into term, you know, care after the fact. But public behavior over the decades have consistently proven that it's only the obese community who don't deserve understanding, compassion, or grace. And let me say this, I'm going to end on this because I want you to come back for more, because these doctors came up with this, an alliteration that is astounding, that is game changing. And this thing is that, you know what, if somebody's has lung cancer and they smoke, they're like, man, why did you, they say they take care of them people. But see, this is a different thing because of the perception of it. And we got to stop having that perception of people that did this to themselves, because guess what? There's more than meets the eye. So this is the end of the first part, because I want you to come back next week, because there is some serious stuff that I want to tackle and I want to help you with as we dissect this, and these doctors are dissecting it, because I'm putting that message out there that we need help. We need the doctors to get on board. We need the health and fitness industry to get on board. We need society to accept us. And by the way, we need you. If you're struggling with obesity, you need to cut the crap and quit the excuses and say, I got to do this for myself, because nobody's going to do it for you. So come back for part two next week. I'm excited about this. I want you to get healthy. There's help. And like I said, go to theobesityrevolution.com. We have an incredible program. It's the program that I wish I would have had. It's something that we can do and know that you can get the help if you wanted to, because I want to be that person that I needed. And the struggle, I'm going to talk about these struggles, especially in the upcoming episodes that we have coming on there. Obesity needs to be on the forefront of people's minds, and we need the help from people that don't think that we need the help. So, in any case, I'm Sean Maroney. Get healthy. And until next time, I'll handle part two. And this is the Obesity Revolution podcast. And reach out to us if you need any help, because we love you. You matter. And you got this. I promise.
Thanks for listening to the Obesity Revolution. Now it's your time to join the revolution. You can follow Sean's weight loss journey and get coached by trainer extraordinaire Brandon Glore at theobesityrevolution.com.